This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen, the creator of all things and the sender of all prophets and messengers and the revealer of all truth. We thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His bounties, His ni'mah. And the biggest ni'mah is Al-Hidayah, Islam, that make us become brothers, become one family. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who allowed us to be gathered today, the best day in a week, Yawmul Jum'ah. We hope inshallah this short gathering will benefit all of us. Ameen. To my respected the chairman of the day today and all the organizing committee and the student of knowledge, as Talib Ilm, student of knowledge, the brothers and the sisters who are with here with us today at this time of the hour. Now we know that in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized the importance of knowledge, al-ilm. To the extent that al-ilm qabla amal wal qawl, meaning knowledge must come first before you want to say anything about anything or when you want to do anything. You must have knowledge. Islamic religion is not a religion of blind faith. It's a faith of knowledge. They may have some difference between Islamic perspective of knowledge and academic knowledge. Maybe. But what I would like to remind all the good brothers and sisters today, let us humbly make a short dua before we continue. I will recite this dua slowly. We hope all of you who are here will follow me to recite, inshallah, so that we benefit from this gathering. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma zidni ilman nafi'ah wa na'udhu bika min ilm la yanfa'. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in walhamdulillah bil alamin. Amin ya rabbil alamin. On the behalf of Al-Qadim, me and my team, Brother Zaki, Brother Abdul Wajid, it is a ni'mah that we are able to meet up with all the good brothers from, I have seen, I think all of you are not local anyhow. Yeah. You are all like a muhajirin and we are the ansar here. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah. And that is a spirit we need to have. Wherever you go as a Muslim, you are no stranger to another Muslim. Only you are a muhajir and the local, the other ansar. So we just learn how to integrate ourselves so they don't treat each other like a stranger. We are all like one big family. Now the dua that we have just recited is a dua that our Prophet taught his ummah. And the dua is asking Allah to increase in ourselves knowledge that benefit all of us. There are two types of knowledge. Ilmu nafi' wa ilm la yanfa'. And we ask Allah to protect us from knowledge that do not benefit you and me. Every knowledge, inshallah, will benefit us if your intention is correct. What is the concept of knowledge in Islam. Number one, we want everyone to understand. What do we understand about ilm according to the Islamic point of view? When you talk about ilm according to Islam, is ma qala Allahu ta'ala fi kitabihi wa ma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi sunnatihi. Meaning, pure knowledge that is not corrupted, is what Allah said in His book, Al-Quran Al-Karim. Is haqq, from the beginning to the end. And what the Prophet ﷺ have said in his hadith as-sahih. Now this is pure knowledge, it will never change. From the day it was revealed, from the day the Prophet mentioned about his hadith, until the day of judgment, it will never change. What is right before will be right today, and will be right until the end of the world. What is wrong before will be wrong today, and to the end of the world. It will never change. But man-made knowledge, our knowledge may change. Today we say something, tomorrow we say another thing. Today we come up with our policy, tomorrow we come up with a new policy. New people, new policy, new leader, new policies. Because we are human, our knowledge is not perfect. But Allah's knowledge covers everything. Allah's knowledge covers the past. So when you open the Quran, brother and sister, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the past. And whatever Allah said about the past is haq, is true. It's not just a drama, no. But it's haq. And that's why you call His story. Whose story? Allah's story. History means Allah's story about the past, about Adam, about Idris, about Noah, about Lut, about all the early prophets and what happened to all of them. Everything is true. Nothing that you can have doubt. And that's why Allah said in the Quran, Zalikal Kitab La Raiba Fi. What is written in the book of Allah, not even one that you can have doubts in it. If you still have doubts, Allah challenges you again. Wa in kuntum fi raibi mimman nazzalna ala abdihi fa'tu bi suratin min misli. Wad'u shuhada'akum min dunillah in kuntum sadiqin. Allahu Akbar. If you still have doubt about what we have revealed, call the people who have doubts. Call them to call their people, and also call the jinn to come together and make a story like what Allah said in the Quran. They can't make it. It's a double reconfirmation, a challenge from Allah to people who have doubts about what God said. This knowledge is solid, pure, and not corrupted. It never changed. This is number one. Now, when you understand what is pure knowledge, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that the first wahyu, the first ayah that was revealed is Iqra. بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ أَلَقَ اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمَ الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمَ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Allah called us to read, means you must have knowledge. And Allah said, read with the name of your Lord, who have created all of us from what? Then the doctor have to come in. How is the creation of Allah? And the educationals will have to come in to say, Allah said, when I created human, human know nothing. And I taught them everything. Al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Every single knowledge is from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Only it's up to you, how do you use the knowledge? And that's why Islam always said, even to know Allah, Allah said, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. If you want to talk about Allah, you must have the knowledge of Allah. Allah do not want you to talk about Him without knowledge. Just I think, maybe, no. You must have clear knowledge. You want to talk about Islam, you must have the understanding of Islam, deen that belong to Allah. Everything, you must base on knowledge. The difference between Islamic knowledge and academic knowledge, normal, they said, academician wants evidence. They want proof. If you say God is there, show me where is God. Like the scientists, they want some evidence according to them. So sometimes the academician will say, I don't think there is God. God is just a dogma. Somebody tried to introduce Him, and then somebody accept it, and later on become a tradition. Maybe. So we said, deep in every human's heart and mind, nobody reject God. You ask the communists, do you believe in God? No. But at the end of the day, they say yes. You ask the socialists, do you believe in God? No. At the end, yes. When they have problem, they say, my God. They have to say God. Whether they realize or not, when they have problem, they will call God. When they do bad thing also, they call God sometimes. Where do this name come from? Is in our fitrah. Because Allah created us and He put this fitrah in all of us. The only thing, we now a bit stubborn. We know there is a creator, there's a powerful supreme power. We just ignore Him. We know there's a law and order in this country. We just ignore it sometimes. You cannot say, I don't know. You know. But you just pretend not to know. So, for the academician, they thought that when you talk about God, you are talking about something like a fantasy. You can't see. About Akhirah, what is Akhirah? About Jannah, who have been to Jannah? About Nar, about Hell, Paradise. Where is this Paradise and Hell? Here, they say in here, dunya. If you live in a big house, mansion, big car, everything big, you know, then it's like paradise for you. But if you live in a small house, flat, you have to travel by bus, you know, then this is like Nar for you. Suffering is Nar. All the good thing is like paradise. This is what in their mind. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informed us. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. There are a group of people, Allah said, They only want dunya. Because you want dunya, of course, man aradu dunya fa alayhi bi'ilm dunya. Whoever want to be successful in this world, he must have the knowledge of the world. You understand that, brother? If you want to be successful in the world, you must have the knowledge of the world. You want to work as a doctor, you must have the knowledge how to be a doctor. You want to be a scientist, you must have the knowledge how to become a scientist, an engineer, and so on. An IT person, you must have the knowledge of IT. But there is no future for them in Akhirah. In Akhirah, nothing, because they do not want Akhirah. They just want dunya. So Allah give them what they want. Allah is very fair. وَمِنْهُمْ And then Allah said, there's another group. مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ There are another group, inshallah, we are in this group. We want hasana in this world, and we want hasana in the hereafter. Because our life do not end here. The ending of our life in this world is the beginning of an everlasting life. For those who don't believe in Akhirah, when they die, they say everything stop. And no more. Their vision is just here. Our vision is forever. There is a difference. And that's why we want hasana in this world. You must have alayhi bi'ilm. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ فَأَلَيْهِ بِعِلْمِ فَمَنْ أَرَادَ هُمَا فَأَلَيْهِ بِعِلْمِ If you want akhirah, you also must have the knowledge of akhirah. And if you want both, you must have both knowledge. And that's why most of the students is here. I believe that you are not here to learn about the Quran, about the Hadith. Maybe you're here to talk about economy, finance, you know, IT. Because you have to survive in this world. No problem. Seek the knowledge of dunya. But the purpose of the knowledge of dunya is to bring you closer to Allah, to serve for the sake of Allah. Because Allah wants you to do a lot of good things. To do a lot of good things, you must have the knowledge to help the people. You must have knowledge. And when you have the knowledge, when you teach your people when you go home, you are going to teach them, give them knowledge plus al-akhirah. Here you take dunya, but when you talk to your student in the future, you give them dunya and you give them akhirah. So that they make use of the knowledge to serve for the sake of Allah. So that they fulfill their promise with Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. We always say to Allah, my prayer, my salawat, my sacrifices. You have sacrificed a lot of your time to come to this country. Money been spent, time been spent. You miss your homeland, you miss your family, you miss so many people at home. You miss your food, maybe. You miss your weather, maybe. So many things you miss. It's your sacrifice. Wamahyaya, and you're here to look for a living. You are here to get some knowledge so that you go home, you can be a better person. Wamahyaya, so that you survive. You have a better future. Wamamati, then you have to die. Are you going to die one day, brother and sister? Or you think, no, I'm not going to die. I want to learn the knowledge of not dying. I want to find a medicine that will keep you young and you will never die. Nobody can give you this knowledge. Because everybody has to die. You just have to choose how to die. Whether you want to die for this world or you want to die for the sake of Allah. And we say, وَمَا مَاتِ لِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, for the sake of Allah. So you can be a doctor, you can be an engineer, plus iman. Plus iman. And that is the difference between we and the academician. They just have knowledge for dunya, khalas. So they get what they want for dunya. This is what Allah said, because they ask for dunya. But now we want dunya, and in the same time we use dunya for akhirah. Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum. This dunya was created to serve you. It's up to you to make use of this dunya, but you must remember, you are not for dunya, we are for akhirah. We are not for the dunya, but the dunya is for us. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, Allah said. He created everything in this earth for you, to make use of it. So, every knowledge that benefit people can be learned by all of us. You can pick up this knowledge. We never segregate dunya and akhirah. We put dunya and akhirah together. You can learn anything that benefit you and that can benefit the nation, you learn. But you must make sure that the people that you want to teach in the future, you must remember that knowledge is amana. Not to misuse the knowledge to cheat other people, to destroy people, no. Knowledge is to help to develop the people, the country, the environment. That is what we want to do. So what is very important here, brothers and sisters, is our niyat, our intention. When you seek knowledge, what is the purpose that you want to seek this knowledge? What is the purpose, brother? If anybody will ask you, why do you come here? What will be our answer? Don't know. I don't know why my government sent me here. I don't know why my father sent me here. Maybe you say, I don't know. If they give you a choice, do you have to go home and don't come here anymore? Maybe. I miss home. That means you do not know why you are here. It's an opportunity. Allah said, Fasiru fil ard, travel on the earth of Allah so that you can see more things. If you don't come to Malaysia, you only hear about Malaysia. Truly Asia, you don't know why it's Asia. But when you come to Malaysia, now you have some experience. Now you know, oh, this is how the Malaysian people look like. Number one, this is the language that they speak. Or number two, this is their tradition. Number three, this is their food. Number four, now you know. And Malaysia is very, very special to me. I don't know to you. Because you find many, many halal food. You want American style, English style, Japanese food, Korean food, Vietnam, Arab, African, all halalan, alhamdulillah. You want slow food, fast food, all halal, alhamdulillah. You can see this in this country, yeah? Alhamdulillah. You see the fruit here in Malaysia? You have fruit that you don't have in your country. The Malaysians are known for their king and their emperor. Malaysia is known for the king and the emperor. How many kings do we have in Malaysia? This country is very rich with kings. You don't have this kind of system in the whole world except Malaysia. The country is not so big But we have at least, how many kings? Yeah? We don't have 14 because we have 14 states. But there are 3 states, 4 states without a sultan. The rest are sultan. And every sultan, after 5 years, become a king. You see? They have a rotation. So you have many kings. And you have a special fruit called the king of fruits. What is that? Durian. MashaAllah. Have you tasted durian? You must taste durian. If not, you are not in Malaysia. At least you taste it. It's beautiful. That's why they call king of all fruits. And you have another fruit only for the emperor. Where is the fruit? The fruit that I love most. I love king fruit also. That is the dragon fruit. You know the dragon fruits? Have you seen dragon fruit? You know what's a dragon fruit, brother? You don't know? Wow. Then you're not in Malaysia. You know. Dragon fruit is a very powerful food. It's like an atom bomb. And you, why I say emperor? Because a dragon represents one emperor. In China, when you say Long, dragon means emperor. You know where is Hong Kong, brother? Do you know where is Hong Kong? Have you been to Hong Kong? Not yet. Okay. Hong Kong, there is one city called what? You have Hong Kong Island and? And then what? Kowloon. You know Kowloon? You heard this word, Kowloon? You heard this name? Kowloon. You have Kowloon and the Hong Kong Island. You know why you call this city Kowloon? Do you want to know? No need. Next time. Kowloon, I give you knowledge that, no, mashallah, you don't have to travel so far to learn. Yeah. Kowloon means 9 dragon. In Cantonese, they get Kowloon, 9 dragon. Meaning, there are 9 Chinese emperor visited this place. China have a lot of emperor before. And 9 emperors have visited this place. And that's why they call Kowloon. This is just some example. Now, so what is important for us, brother and sister, is our intention make a lot of difference. There are a lot of people come and learn like you, but they don't believe in Allah. So their knowledge is just knowledge. Finish. But when we learn the knowledge for the sake of Allah, we are going to make use of this knowledge to share with our people back home in the future and make them appreciate Allah's creation. Because every knowledge came from Allah. Even if you learn Malay language, example, don't look down upon any languages because Allah said, "Wa min ayatihi wa ikhtilafu alsinatikum wa alwanikum." With the power of Allah, He made you speak different languages. It's not against Islam to pick up language, no. Because languages is from Allah. Now, one day you can speak Malay, when you go shopping and you talk Malay with them, oh, they'll be very surprised. No? Like I met some African brother who speak good Mandarin in China. Oh, well, the Chinese was very, very happy with them. So language play a very important role too. No, anything to do with dunya, normally they say this is the knowledge of the world and this is academic knowledge. Can we learn? Yes, we must learn. We must learn because we must be a leader in this world and be a leader in akhirah. We want to be successful here, so you must have the knowledge. Because the Prophet wants us to seek knowledge. And seeking knowledge, the Prophet said, "Utlib ilm min al-mahdi ila al-lahdi." Seek knowledge from the day you were born, from cradle to grave. There's no end. There's a comma, but no full stop. You only stop seeking knowledge when the angel of death come to you. He said, "You must go home." You cannot say, "Not yet. Come next time." No, 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 no. When he come, there is no next day for you. That is your last day. So it's very important for you to have the right intention. All the knowledge that you are learning here can benefit us, and Allah wants us to seek this knowledge. Only there are two types of knowledge again, fardu ain and fardu kifaya. Fardu ain, a knowledge that every Muslim must learn, how to pray, how to keep yourself clean, to make wudu, no? How to perform zakat, how to saum Ramadan, how to perform umrah and hajj. And all this is fardu ain that every Muslim, male or female, must learn. Then you have the second type of knowledge you call fardu kifaya, means some knowledge that if one community learn about that, you don't have to learn anymore. I mean, if everybody become a doctor, what is going to happen to us? Brother, share with me this example. If everybody is a doctor, what is going to happen to you? There's no more business. How to do business? You are a doctor, you cure yourself. You are a doctor, you cure yourself. Finished. I think we will die also. Because nobody is going to the farm, nobody is going to the sea to catch fish, and nobody is going to take care of the animal, all just doctor. What are you going to do? Everybody become a doctor. One is a doctor, one is a patient. So, the doctor needs the patient. And the patient also needs the doctor. One is rich, one is... If everybody is rich here, who want to work for you? Who want to work for you? Who want to drive your car for you? You drive your own car, you wash your own clothes, you cook your own food. Why? Because I don't want to work with you. I'm a rich man. You are a rich man. Everybody rich. Khalas. Then everybody suffer. But Allah, mashallah, is beautiful. He knows everything. All knowing. He make everything there is a balance. Yeah. He makes someone good, someone bad. Someone have knowledge, someone have no knowledge. So the people of knowledge help the people who have no knowledge. And you can get some income from that. Now Allah is wise, very wise. Because sometimes people say to me, if God is fair, why God make me poor and make you rich? God make everybody rich. Huh? You think that is good? Then you will see what is going to happen if everybody is rich. There will come a time, the Prophet said, the end of the day, the sign of the doom day, there will come a time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the earth. The earth will produce gold. Everywhere when you have a land there, you just dig, you find gold. There will come a time, you go to your garden, gold. You go to the park, gold. Everywhere you find gold. Then you go to your friend, take this gold. Too many. Take it. They say, why must I take you? I have more at home. I want to give to somebody. Nobody want to take any gold now. Now people are fighting for gold. But there will come a time that Allah is going to bless this earth because they are so peaceful. That is after when Isa come down, and then there'll be a peace, And then Allah will bless this earth. The earth will throw out gold everywhere. You think that is so good? This is also a ni'mah, but it's a trial again. Can you eat gold, brother? You cannot eat gold. Gold, you must buy food, but nobody want to work anymore. Everybody have gold. But there is always Allah plan that there are some people, even they have gold everywhere, they don't go for gold. They like animals. They like planting, vegetable. They like the sea for fishing. So then we complement each other. So I like to just remind all the brothers and sisters, there is nothing wrong for us to seek any knowledge in this world. There's nothing wrong to be an engineer, to be a professor in education, to be a scientist, yeah, to be a doctor, to be a businessman. As long all this knowledge you make use for a good cause. Don't misuse the knowledge, because knowledge is amana. And when you have knowledge, like all of you who are here today, you are student of knowledge. You must remember, you must be different with people who don't have knowledge. You must be different. Because Allah said, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah is asking us, do you feel there is a similarity from the people who learn and the people who do not learn? Will that be same? What do you say, brother? No. When you have knowledge, you have to act according to your knowledge. If you have problem, you got to discuss your problem with knowledge, not with motion, not with authority, but with knowledge. If you say, I'm a scholar, you have problem, you sit down and discuss like a scholar. It's very different. That means your character is very different. The way you look at things is different. The way you look, you value things is different because you have the knowledge. So you will be an example for your people back home to show them now we must change. Time to change. Don't be a blind follower. Don't be ignorant, because Allah do not like people who don't seek knowledge, because seeking knowledge is an obligation. But you never seek the knowledge to fight with other people. You seek knowledge to get closer to Allah, to serve Allah, to become a better person. And Islam always reminds us, whatever you do, wasat, wasatiyya, khairul umur awsatiyya. The best thing to do in life is always balance. You must have a balance. And when you talk about balance, Islam always emphasizes a balanced development. The BMS. Body, mind, and soul. You must learn. You want to have a good body, you must learn what to eat, because the food of the body is the food that you are eating. If you like to eat junk food, you will become junkies. You see, now a lot of people, they are so educated and they draw a lot of tattoo on the body. What happened to them? They want to be a half hand, a tiger here. They want to be snake here. What has happened to them? Allah created us in the best form, give us the best shape, but we want to be like animal. If you live in the jungle, if the snake suddenly saw you and then look at your hand, look like him, he also run away from you. He said, who is this? Is he the snake or what? We become an alien to the snake too. No, we don't look like them, but we want to Be like them. Be a human. We do not want to destroy ourselves. That's why in Islam, always said, if you have knowledge, brother and sister, you say, I am a person have knowledge, first thing you take care is your body. You don't eat anything that destroy your body, because your body has right upon you. Wali nafsika alayka haq. You don't drink any drink that destroy yourself. No intoxicated drink. You don't go for shisha. No. Because that is bad. Why are you going to burn yourself? You better open your mouth, you know, at behind a motor car. When it's on, they have the smoke. You go and suck there. It's better. No, why must you go and make your body and smoke your body? The only smoke you have to do is to smoke salmon. You know smoked salmon? It's halal. But this smoke is bad. The whole world have confirmed. The whole world have confirmed smoking kill. Every cigarette box, they put some warning. Do you see that, brother? Have you seen that, brother? How can you see that? Are we a smoker? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we know because we are smoking. No, you may have some cigarette pack with you now. No. You can look at CC. They show you the danger of smoking, the cancer, what's going to happen. But still, human don't think anymore. They are so addicted. Who taught us to smoke when you are young? Nobody taught you to smoke. But your parents teach you how to read, but you are not addicted to reading. Your parents teach you how to read Quran, you are not addicted to Quran. Your parents never teach you to smoke, but you are addicted to smoking. What is going on? I don't know. You got to ask yourself. This is common sense. Your body has right. Take good care of your body. Learn how to have a balanced diet. What to eat. You have carbo, you have protein, you have mineral, you have fiber. Everything you must balance, inshallah. It must be different. Your mind need food too. What is the food of the mind? It's knowledge, information. You must always get the right information, right knowledge, not just any knowledge. When people tell you something, don't swallow it. When people say something, don't confirm anything yet. You must tabayyanu. You must check whether what they say is right or wrong. Whether it's a fitna or it's a lie. You must know. Don't get too involved and jump into conclusion. Don't be judgmental. You must balance and always have the right knowledge. People can tell you everything. You listen. No problem. Here you listen. Here also you must listen. But most of the time we just listen one side. Do I speak the truth, brother? Most of the time, you only listen one side. But Allah gives you two ears. So that it balances. You say, A say something to B. Before you make any judgment, you must hear what B said too. No. A said to me, A is correct. Who said that A is always correct? A can be right, A can be wrong. You must be balanced. Right knowledge will give you a balanced mind. And that's why Allah said, if any news come to you, before you want to say yes to the news, fatabayyanu. You must check. You must verify that this is true. You know the newspaper today? You know, the Chinese people said what? The only thing that is always true, 100% true, is numbers. You know, the 4-digit number, when people gamble, that one must be true. If not, they are going to have a big problem. Other than that, all the story is being exploited. There are a lot of addition here and there. This is what they say. Don't let your mind be corrupted. So you must have the right knowledge. And like I said, right knowledge is what Allah said in the Quran is 100% true. What the Prophet said in the Hadith Sahih is 100% true. You don't have to have any doubt, any worry about that. But what other than this, you must be careful. You must be careful. And the last one is the development of the S, BMS, body, mind, and spirit, soul. What is the food of the soul? What is the food of the soul? Is the ibadah. Allazi zikrillahi tatma'inul qulub. By remembering Allah, your heart, your soul will rest. When you remember Allah, brother and sister, in the way Allah wants you to remember Him, Allah protect you. And the Prophet said, when Allah protect you, the world, all the nations get together, want to destroy you. They cannot destroy you except what Allah has ordained for you. Now you are free. You are free from fear this, fear that. You only fear Allah. Because you are a good man. A good man don't have to fear anybody. Only bad men fear a lot of people. But a lot in the movie said, the bad guy fear bad men. You know Batman movie? Yeah. But if you are a good man, wherever you go, you have peace. You don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't do bad thing. Even the police come after you, you're not running away. You see the police, yeah, assalamu alaikum. But if you are not right, when the police come to you, you got shocked, lady. The police is going to stop me. Why? If you are right, they can even stop. They want to see you and they know you. Assalamu alaikum, where are you from? But if you are doing something wrong, the police know something about me now. He's here to arrest me. He's not there to arrest you at all. He just like you and they say, assalamu alaikum. But you are afraid now. Do you remember how you see a police when you are not right? Yeah. It's like, you know, you are buying something, you go to the supermarket, but you take something. You put something into your pocket. And the security guard, when he saw you, he think that you are his friend before, you know. Then he come to you, what is going to happen to you? You get panic. You try to throw away. You're going to throw away because if you don't steal, there's nothing to panic. But when you do something wrong, of course, you feel not safe anymore. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always remind us to do what is good for you. And whatever Allah command you to do, brother and sister, is for your own good. Whatever Allah command you to eat is for your own good. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to drink is for your own. Whatever you say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. Everything is for your own good. So our duty now is to learn how to get closer to Him and how to use all the knowledge to serve for the sake of Allah. Intention and niyat is very, very important. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Every amal depends on your intention. We hope that our intention to come to Malaysia is to seek the right knowledge for the right intention so that when we go home, we will bring all the good things back to our community. And we hope our community will start to change. Remember, brother and sister, Allah, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, who can do anything He wants, He just have to say, kun fayakun. Be and is be. But He said now, very clearly in the Quran, inna allaha la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bianfusim. He Himself said, I am not going to change. Yeah. The person until that person want to change for his own good. So it's time for us to change. It's time for us to look at things positively, Islamically. It's time for us to make sure that our intention to seek any knowledge here is for the sake of Allah. And every knowledge is an amanah. And the Prophet said, لا ينبغي للعالم أن يسكت على علمه. It is not allowed for people of knowledge to not to teach other. Now you have some knowledge, you go home, you must teach. Pass down your knowledge, because that knowledge will help you not only here. The Prophet said, if you die, everything stop except three things can benefit you. Number one, sadaqatin jariyah. You have no money to donate anything. Number two, ilmun yantafa'u bih. Knowledge that you pass down to your friend, to your children, to your parent, to the country, and they are making use of your knowledge and to develop the country. Insha'Allah, you will get a lot of benefit from Allah Rabbul Alamin, even after you die. So may Allah bless us, brothers and sisters, and may Allah guide us all. May Allah give you the right understanding now about the knowledge that you are seeking. And remember, Islam never stops you from seeking any knowledge. Because every knowledge, there is some good, and also there is some bad. If your intention is bad, it becomes bad. If your intention is good, you make use of the knowledge to do something good. So Islam is a religion that balances everything, in this world. Dunya wal akhirah. And may Allah guide us, inshallah. Now we are going to the second part of our talk. If there's any question from the floor, we open for question and answer. Fatafadda. Fatafadda. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, molos about tauhid, about tahara, about salah, yes.
So how about things like Hajj and the
yes. No, Hajj is also fard. And what the Prophet command is to do Hajj tamatta. Tamatta, that means you have Umrah together. So learning the knowledge of Umrah and Hajj all is fardu ain. Because it is our duty at least once in your lifetime to do what Allah wants you to do. Now it is also fardu ain. Because this is your responsibility towards Allah.
Secondly, how then do we balance seeking for this knowledge fardu ain and also for the material which we need?
Yes. Fardu ain, there is no end. All this fardu kifaya, there is a limit. Whatever you learn for academic knowledge, there is a limit. After that, khalas. But about ukhrawi, the knowledge of akhirah never end. You keep on searching and keep on searching because there's so much to learn. But you talk about the academic knowledge, they have a limit. After that, khalas, enough. One PhD, two PhD, three PhD, khalas. Don't have too many PhD, they got headache. And nobody want to employ you because you are too high. Too expensive to employ a person who has so many PhD. What I need, a simple employee. I don't have to pay too much. But ukhrawi is something for your self-development. Fardu Ain is self-development. Now, if you are a doctor, but you don't have iman, you are proud, you don't like to serve, you are not humble, do you think people will like to come and see you? You see? You must have adab. And adab is Fardu Ain. You can be an engineer, but you are so arrogant. boastful. You think people like to talk to you? People don't need you. There are so many other engineers, they go. But when you have the adab, the fardu ayn, you cushion with the adab. Because when you want to worship Allah, you must have adab. You see, you must have adab. You must dress yourself properly. You must clean yourself properly. Everything, this is adab. The same go, you must be humble. With Allah, you must be humble. The same go to human, you must be humble. Then you see, people will appreciate your knowledge. Yeah, sometimes you can see some normal doctor, but a lot of people like to go to him because he showed to the people that he cares. He feels for you. He is very kind to you. He listens to you. Then a doctor who has specialized in this, specialized in that. But they also charge you very special. You got to pay very special. But you see, Jazakallah. Please. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Knowledge, it was the Muslims. A lot of Muslim scientists have done a lot of studies of medicine, of cosmetics, and what have you. But today, things have changed. Muslims are now going to non-Muslims. What is the problem? And what is the solution?
No.
Because it's my belief, Islam is a deen that is based on knowledge.
Yeah.
That is the verse.
Yes.
The crab is not because of the halal. So if it is a deen of knowledge, I would like to believe that the non-Muslim should come to us for knowledge.
Oh, yes.
The other way
around. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. There is the history. It was a history that people in America, in the West, they are jahiliya. They are not civilized. When the Muslim was civilized, they are not civilized yet. That's why they call Zaman the period of jahiliya. When the Muslim start to open institution of higher learning in Spain, and that is when all the people in Europe benefit from the Muslim. They learn from us. Now after they learn from us, they enhance their knowledge. They enrich themselves. We, after Allah has given us all the glory, once upon a time, we have all the glory. And then we take things for granted. Now we stop. We become careless. We become passive. We don't work harder and harder anymore. Yeah, sometimes when you become so high, sometimes you don't think to do more than that anymore. You become lazy. And these people who seek your knowledge now, they keep on enriching themselves, and now they have more and more. And this is the time we know that every knowledge belongs to Allah. You can learn from them, no problem. No problem, now you go and learn from them. There's no, because it's from Allah too. Allah created them. They look for the knowledge. Allah gives them. Allah is fair. Whoever seeks for knowledge, he will get it. Whether he is a European, Chinese, Indian, Muslim, not yet, whoever look for knowledge, he will get it. Allah created them too. Wa Rabbul Alamin, Allama al-Insan, he never said, Allama al-Muslim. He said, Alam al-Insan, he taught everyone. And it's up to the people to seek knowledge. If they learn more, they have more, and then we can learn from them. But they may use the knowledge just for dunya, but we will use the knowledge for dunya and akhirah. That is the difference. So no problem, brothers and sisters. As long you must take care of your iman, don't let the knowledge corrupt your iman. Naam, brother. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Oh yes, any knowledge that benefit the people is considered Islamic. Any knowledge. Knowledge about chemistry, knowledge about science, knowledge about astronomy, knowledge about business, technology, about animals, everything. Yeah, is from Allah Rabbul Alameen. It's how you make use of the knowledge that different from one to another. And when you disconnect Allah to all this knowledge, that is where you call secular knowledge. Secularism means a person who do not connect Allah and knowledge. Because Allah said, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Every single knowledge that human know, all was taught by Allah. You got it, brother? Inshallah. So don't worry about the knowledge. About our intention. Any other question from the sisters? Any question from the sisters? The sister is very far away. But no problem. The brother will talk on your behalf, inshallah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. The best
du'a?
The best du'a to seek knowledge. Like the Prophet have taught us, Allahumma zidni ilman nafi'ah. Ask Allah to give you the knowledge that benefit you. What is the point to seek knowledge that make you proud of yourself and arrogant and even go against Allah and suddenly you don't want to worship Allah anymore? What is that knowledge? That knowledge is useless. But if the knowledge will make you more humble, more closer to Allah, more helpful to other people, become more loving to people, more caring, that is good. Not knowledge to call you to fight with people, no. It's like the world today. Coming all the scientists use their knowledge to build what? To build atomic bomb. Nuclear. For what? They spend billion and billion for what? To kill people. And that's what they do. And that's why they don't want to see the world to have peace. Because if the world has peace, do you know what is going to happen to this industry? Khalas. Because their business is multi-billion business. It's not thousand business, billion business. Why do you waste their money, energy, everything to create something that you know at the end will destroy yourself? Is that a good knowledge? Just an example. Make dua, may Allah give you the right knowledge. And the best way to seek knowledge, brothers and sisters, like what Allah said, Islam is a very comprehensive religion. It covers everything that you want in this world and also in the next world. Allah said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلِ الزِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When you do not know something, and you have the interest to know about that particular thing, then you must ask those who are specialized in that area. Excuse me. I give you one example. I quote this ayah. There is a debate 100 years ago between the disbeliever, the people of the book, and the Muslim scholar. Because Muslim believe Quran is the final book. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Finish. Everything is complete. Perfect. So they challenge the Muslim scholar. If you say everything is in the Quran, if you can answer one question, not two, one question, I ask you, you can answer from the Quran, then I will become a Muslim. But if I ask you only one question and you cannot prove to me that the Quran have an answer, I want you to say that Quran is not a perfect book. So the Muslim scholar was thinking whether they can accept this challenge or not. They're worried because you have to deny. You can say Quran is not a perfect book, it's not a complete book. No scholar dare to accept the challenge. They are worried because they got to make the declaration Quran is not a complete book of Allah. But one shepherd came and he said, I accept the challenge. He also has knowledge, but the public do not know that he is a scholar, because sometimes scholar you don't know. They are very humble people. They don't go and show off. They don't hang the diploma, their degree here. No. All the great thinker, the great scholar before, they don't have any school. They don't go to any normal school. They learn from great thinker. They learn from the book of Allah and the saying of the hadith, and they become great people. Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi, they go to any school? No. No formal education. They learn from the shuyukh. Allahu Akbar. So this shepherd came and said, So other scholar, the Qudda, the Mufti was looking, who is this guy? We don't even know, and he take up the challenge, it's crazy. And then they say, how many days do you need? How long do you need to prepare to answer one question? He said, no problem, 1 week. You see, 1 week will give you 1 month. So they accept. Question is very simple. This guy, the not yet Muslim, said, one handful of flour, you know flour? One handful of flour, how many bread can you make? From one handful of flour, how many bread can you make? Said, chapati. You know where chapati? You know where roti canai? Okay. One handful of flour, how many pieces of roti canai can you make? I give you 1 month to get an answer from the Quran. This guy said 1 week. So in 1 week, they meet again. So he asked, the disbeliever was waiting here. Now they are in trouble now. And those scholars also are worried. They look into the Quran. They don't have the answer. Nothing to do of roti canai. The Quran never talk about roti canai. MashaAllah. So what happened? He came and they asked him for the answer, and he gave the answer. Example, one handful of flour can make 3 roti canai. A good one. They asked him, where is the ayah? Show me. Show me the ayah of roti canai. Show me the ayah of a flour, a handful of flour. No. He said, yes. There's an ayah. Allah said, Fas'alu ahli zikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. Ask those who know if you do not know. So Allah called me to ask. I went to the bakery. I went to the guy who do specialize in roti canai and asked him, normally one flour, how many roti you do? He said, one flour, 3. 3. That is the answer. Everything is in the Quran. Quran wants you to ask. So I ask. Nobody can say, I can be specialized in everything. Nobody. No doctor can say that I know everything. No. Look at Allah's creation, brother and sister. Allahu Akbar. One human, Allah create one of us. Allah gives so many professions. You have doctor for the skin, doctor for the bone, doctor for the eye, doctor for the head, doctor for the ear, for the nose, for the teeth. Just one human. Allah creates so many professions. And gives so many jobs to people, for one man. We overlook. See, Allah is so great, mashallah. Now, any other question? Written one, good. From the sister. When is the best time to make istikhara? First thing, brothers and sisters, you must not be confused about salatul istikhara. You cannot say, I do not know what to decide. Now I want to pray istikhara. No, no, no. That is not the way. Of course, salatul istikhara should be done in a time that is not forbidden by our Prophet. Not after Fajr, until sunrise. Not when the sun is on the top, but until sun, after Zuhur. Not after Asr, until sunset, but at night, anytime. But the way to perform istikhara, example, you yourself must know what you want first. You are offered two jobs. Give you an example. So, you must check, you must do your homework. If I take up this job, what is the benefit? If I take the other one, what is the benefit too? You must do some homework first. Then after doing some homework, I get this job, salary is big, but I have to travel, I must leave my family, so I will be always outside. Now, I don't have a family life anymore. Good for me, but not good for my family. I have this other job, Alhamdulillah, is a good job too, but maybe not the salary, not that high, but I have time for my family, I have time for my children, for my wife, for me to go to the masjid to learn the deen, then this is better. And that's why istikhara always asks Allah, oh Allah, if this is good for me, for my family, and for my deen, then guide me to that. Not only good for you, yes, I got big money. But big problem too. Then only you make istikhara, ask Allah for guidance. It's like you have two men who want to come and ask for your hand. Now, you know, normally you're waiting for a guy to come and ask for you. Suddenly two guys come. Now you got a headache. Now you just go and pray, oh Allah, give me, show me some sign so that you can drink. No, you don't. That is not istikhara. You know, that is your imagination. You know, you don't have to come from the dream. No. You must check already. Mr. A, what quality he have? Mr. B, what quality he have? You must choose. The Prophet said, if you want to look for a guy, a good guy, don't look how handsome he look like. Don't look at his money. Don't look at which family he belong. Look at his deen, his akhlaq. That is the best. But if he have akhlaq, and he look so handsome, and also he have money, alhamdulillah. Not only money, he can give you money, but he give you problem. Why do you want? You don't want to get this headache. No, this is an example. You cannot just say, I don't know which one. You must do your homework, check. I always tell my student, example, one guy come to your daughter, ask for your daughter's hand, and he come with a big car. Oh, tie, jacket. MashaAllah. But we have secret. Cut him off. When you see him in the smoke, colors, it's not a good sign. This guy may come with a motorbike. But mashallah, when Salah come in, he can call Azan. Allahu Akbar. You call him to be Imam, he can be Imam. Alhamdulillah. It's better. It's safer. This one, he come with big car, mashallah, speaking, American strength, you know, British strength. But when come to Salah time, you say, Azan, Azan. Azan. Do you want this kind of man to marry your daughter? Your daughter is a Muslimah, is a good sister who worship Allah. You want to pass her to the hand of a man who don't even know what is azan? And then suddenly he tried. He feels shy. Azan, okay, no problem. Allahumma Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Hasadu al Muhammad Rasulullah qad qama di salat. There's no azan, there's qaman. Yeah. They're confused. Then you know. Okay, never mind. Okay. Have tea. And then ma'asalama khalas. Don't have to have istiqara anymore. Cut him off. Now, you have one good guy who know how to pray, who are good Muslim, but you still do not know him yet. You cannot say, I know a person until you get into his life. Sister, yeah, please remember, you cannot say, I know this guy, he's Mr. Right for me. Until you get married with him, then you know who is he. Omar ibn Khattab, when he asked her, do you know this guy? They said, yes. How long have you known him? Yeah, sometime. Have you traveled with him? Have you worked with him? Have you do business with him? No, yet. You don't know him. You must be with him for some time, travel with him, and then do some business, because you have business, and see how honest this guy is. Then you know he is a good or a bad guy. May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. We know that we have many things to discuss. I believe so. And maybe there's nothing more to discuss too. But what, yeah, you have one more. Or two more. Can we entertain two more? Just one. Wa alaikum salam. Hayakumullah.
I have a general request. General advice, because we are in the university system, we have a lot of friends who are
here. Good.
They are very nice to us.
Alhamdulillah.
Some of them we have even better advice than
Islam. Allah.
Yet still,
they are not yet a Muslim.
Islam, didn't reach them.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are confused by our own actions.
Good. The best da'wah is da'wah bilhal, by your action. How you interact with them, how do you talk to them, the way you behave is very, very important. That's how the Prophet do his da'wah. He's known as Al-Amin. You have that character. We must not lie. We must show that we care. Whatever extra we have, we share. Show them the beauty of Islam. To talk to the not yet Muslim, you don't have to bombard with hujja, with dalil, no. They do not know anything about that. They just want to be a simple example. Show them the beauty. You see, Islam, when you talk, you never use all the bad words. You are very positive. No? And then when you do things, there are times you say, excuse me, because I want to worship Allah. When they trust you something, you prove to them you have amana. Everything, you show them the good thing, and then you can talk to them. I thought that this gathering, we have them around, I thought. Yeah, but it caught me by surprise, we have only all the other brothers, the Muslim brother. Because normally I like to have more people who are not yet Muslim around. So that we can share with them and we want questions from them. It's not difficult to talk to the not yet Muslim. They are very open-minded. They are very ignorant about many things, especially about the spiritual thing. So we can come in nicely. But you must have a good relationship with them first. They said a good da'i is a good salesman. We have the best product, but we don't have good salesmen. Our product is number wahid. But salesman, lousy. We don't know how to talk to people. So, inshallah, one of the best things for you to do, if you know anybody who you are close to, who are very good to you, and you also are good to him, bring him to see us. Or you can, yeah, visit us, bring them along. As a friend, for shopping in Damansara and visit our center. Every Saturday, we have classes. Special class for people like that. Who want to know about Islam and also for those who are rebirth. Every Sunday also we have another class. Both these classes are open for everybody. Last night I was having a guest, a Chinese Christian sister who came to discuss with me about Islam until late midnight. We, if anybody show interest, we are always there for them. And we are very frank with them. We don't want to hide anything. And they are very happy. They are very happy. Of course, hidayat belongs to Allah. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَى الْبَلَاءِ وَاللَّهُ يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Even Prophet Muhammad cannot give hidayah to whom he pleased. Allah said to Prophet Muhammad, إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But you show them a good example. And make dua for them. But the important thing, brother, like I said, have a good PR with them first. Before they can come to you, you must have a good relationship. Make friends with them. And da'wah is a very, very important thing for all of us. And Allah said to us, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ مُسْلِمٍ. Whose word is better in the sight of Allah than the people who call people back to Allah? And the one who call people back to Allah, he or she himself is showing good example, amalan salihah. He practiced the deen. And you know that da'wah is the profession of all anbiya. It's a very noble job. And it's a duty of all of us. You can talk directly to them, just make good friends with them, bring them to people who can talk to them. That's how you do da'wah. It's not difficult at all. And you talk about the Chinese friend. I know. I have a lot of Chinese family. I'm from the Chinese family. And a lot of Chinese, my family, all they are very good people. They are better than a lot of people who I know who are Muslim. I don't have any problem with the not yet Muslim. But I have some problem from Muslim. The non-Muslim never create fitna to me. But Muslim create fitna to you. But there is a trial we have to face. And we ask, may Allah guide them too. And may Allah open the heart of the not yet Muslim so that they will become Muslim today. And if you can take the initiative to do something and make them know about Islam and they become Muslim, you get big reward from Allah Rabbul Alamin. So may Allah reward us kindly, brothers and sisters. Sorry for the long reply. No, but I have to explain further so that you don't misquote my saying, or I have to give you some example. May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters, and we hope that we will be seeing each other again in the future, inshallah. And don't forget to pray for all of us. Well, and you pray for the Muslim wherever they are. May Allah guide them, may Allah protect them from all the fitan, inshallah. Wabillahi tawfiqi wal akhir da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.